Hey guys, welcome to the show. I see things a little differently. This is your season 8 retrospective of 24. Excuse me. We are getting close to the end, my friends. And this was another great season. As we talked about in season 7 review, season 8. Excuse me. Sorry, guys. Sorry you guys had to hear that. Season 7 was a comeback season, and they did a great job with it, but it felt like the time was coming, and this was billed as the final season, and in many ways it was. It was definitely the final full season, as Season 9 was only 12 episodes, but this was the true finale. This was us seeing what happens when Jack Bauer is pushed to the edge. This is what happens when Jack Bauer turns heel. This is what happens when you keep rushing the bull with the red fucking cape. So we start off where Jack is babysitting his granddaughter. And his granddaughter says, Jack. And he says, you're not supposed to call me that. You're supposed to call me grandpa. She says, well, you don't look like a grandpa. He says, I couldn't agree with you more. And they're still in D.C., and all of a sudden, a knock at the door causes Jack to be startled. It is an old connect from the past. And he's asking for help. He's saying there's something terribly wrong going to happen today. And all of a sudden, you transition to Kim Bauer and her husband. And Kim and her husband have said that they wanted to have Jack live with them, go back to California. And they don't know what he's gonna say. So right before Kim, and we see Kim for the very last time, he says, yeah, I'm going to move back with you guys to California. I just have some little quick business to handle. So we transition to the new and improved CTU. Excuse me. New and improved CTU. And now we have Chloe O'Brien, who is no longer the smartest person in the room. She is transitioning very hard into this new CTU world where she is not the end-all be-all. She is, as a matter of fact, she's very much the rookie, and she's being treated like the rookie. And so now we have a whole gang of new cast of characters. We have, not just do we have a new cast of characters, we also have then, we have the same president, but like her whole, everything with her has changed now. She is divorced, one kid is dead, one kid is in jail. She is now at peace treaty talks, and she now is trying to keep her peace treaty afloat. Difference is she's not corrupt like Charles Logan. Keep that name in mind for later. So this entire season arc is Jack Bauer essentially he's trying to find what makes, he's trying to get peace. He's trying to find his way out. So essentially what happens is he goes to CTU with the information. He tells them, hey, this is what you got going on. And then he gets caught back up in it. The only way that Jack Bauer can get caught back up in it. The only way it could happen. So he ends up going undercover, and he finds that Renee Walker is undercover. And Renee is much darker this season. She went full-fledged heel here, and it got ugly really fast. Like, you see her with the darker hair, the darker tone. You see, you really see the hatred with her. And so, you see that she's changed. And so Jack, he went the other way. He went the peaceful way. She went the darker way. And next thing you know, he's essentially using her to go undercover with him, but he's also trying to pull her back because he sees where it goes. He's seeing where it's going. And also, for being real, he is also, now that he's found a bit of peace, he wants her to find a bit of peace. Because he knows he's a big reason why she went to the dark side, even though she made her own decisions. So Jack and Renee are working together this entire season up until like the last 3 hours. So Jack now is got new lease on life. He's super happy, et cetera, et cetera. Well, now, matter of fact, let me look this up because I want to get the name right. Because I don't think he is, hold on a second. I don't think he's Muslim. He's definitely not Muslim. I don't remember his culture though. So that's why I'm trying to be very careful with my wording here. And because I just don't want to be disrespectful. Hold on 1 second, guys. Omar Hassan is from, yeah, he is Islam, of the Islamic Republic. Essentially, most of the goal is to protect this guy who is trying to make this peace treaty with the president, President Taylor. And so you have Hassan, who is really going against the wishes of his community to make this deal, but he believes this peace treaty can make things better for both countries. So he's been marked for death. So the goal is to protect this guy, but this guy, Hassan, he's one of those guys that believes he can do things on his own for a bit. And so next thing you know, he ends up getting captured and killed. And that's where the story really picks up. Because essentially, all of this is your normal 24 shtick. Here's where things really get ugly. So once once Hassan has passed away, has been killed, Renee and Jack, essentially, who they've clearly had the hots for each other for a while, they finally consummate their relationship. And I think it's the first time we've ever seen a sex scene in 24, or as much of a sex scene as you can get with network television, I guess. Well, they end up hooking up. Meanwhile, you see a sniper. You see a sniper on the other side. You're like, what the fuck is happening? So you think they're trying to kill Bauer. No, they shoot. Like, so Jack says, I'm thirsty. I'm going to go get some water. And so he goes to get some water, and they shoot and kill Renee Walker. And this is the catalyst for what we will see when someone's pushed just too far. And so what ends up happening is Jack can't save her. Jack is distraught. He's had enough. Insert President Charles Logan. He's amongst the free again. And he's collaborating with the Russians. Because remember, he had a great relationship with the Russians. And so you have Russian President Nikolai. I can't pronounce it. I'm going to say Nikolai because I can't pronounce the actual name. But essentially, the Russians put the hit out on Renee Walker. And Logan told him, don't do that. That is a terrible decision. You know, that will unleash a beast that none of us want. So, once it's killed, Jack Bauer then becomes hinged in finding out who it is that killed her. So, he goes off and he's killing everybody. And this is, it's funny because throughout this entire series, everyone knows how big of a threat Jack Bauer is. Very few people have been foolish enough to take him lightly. There's a scene in season 9, I'll just say it here, where one of the newer characters says, back in your day. And Jack shows him what back in his day is. But this is, I want to say the last two seasons was uncomfortable for me as a fan. Because even though, I remember this vividly. I remember after that dialogue he had in season 6 with Heller. Where he just went off on him. I remember talking to my friend Tom, and Tom was like, hell yeah, about time he stood up for himself, right? But seeing this, it's one thing to say, hey man, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, right? It's another thing when someone actually does it, and you're like, holy shit. And for them to show a lot of the shit they showed on camera, like, this is what happens when you push someone too far. It's just what it is, you know? Like, he had enough of people who he was close to dying. And so he goes off the last, I want to say 3 or 4 hours, maybe even longer, probably like the last 5 hours, where, matter of fact, let's just look it up, fuck it, while we're here, because I want to really fully, yeah, it's like the last 5 hours, where you see an unhinged Jack Bauer. He kills the Russian president, I think 3 other people close to him, because he ends up, what he does is he tricks Logan into, essentially, he grabs Logan, he makes Logan think he's going to kill him, but he actually is not going to kill him, he puts a recorder on him. And that's when he hears everything. And legitimately, that's when Jack knows all these things. And so he ends up, like, stabbing Charles Logan. We don't end up seeing, it's left to where you think that Logan's alive, because he's just one of those villains that's just so pesky that, like, the only way, like, you want to see him dead, but they won't give you that final satisfaction. But essentially, Jack does put hands on him towards the end. And you are left thinking that Jack, I'll never forget the final scene of season 8. And we're going to be all over the place here, because a lot of things are just plot points until we get to that final part. The season 8 is just, this is what the build-up is for. And so, essentially, the final scene is Chloe and the rest of CTU looking at Jack on a drone. And he's like, and they're giving him a chance to, essentially, even the president does. Even the president gives him a chance to, hey, once they catch you, I can't protect you. And so Jack looks up, and there's this triumphant music playing. I don't know if Trump triumphed by killing the Russian president, but to each his own. And he says, don't let them get to my daughter. Protect Kim. That's how they'll try to get to me. And he runs. And that's it. And then Chloe shuts off the feed, and they just don't track him anymore. But everyone knows. Everyone's been exposed for their acts in the end. But what Jack does is he just goes above and beyond. But it's why, and here's the thing. I remember, because I don't really care what the internet thinks a lot, if at all. I think a lot of things are just funny to me, like the whole Suicide Squad thing, but we're not going to go there. I don't remember the reaction to his death. I really don't. To the finale. I thought this was the only way it could end, because Jack kept putting himself back in the line of fire. Example, Terry gets killed in season 1. Season 2, he listens to David Palmer to get back into the field. Season 3 is already there. Season 4, he has to get back in the field to protect the love of his life and also to protect his new boss. Season 5, he jumps back in, and instead of him going back on the run, stays out there in the field because he can't help himself. Season 6, he has a chance to, he's freed, goes right back into the field. Season 7, that's a different story, kind of got forced into that and tricked into that. But season 8, he had a choice. So it felt like this had to be the end. Us seeing the most unhinged Jack Bauer from, think about this, the losses of his wife, Terry, the loss of even Marie Warner, who legitimately had a great relationship, but he gave it up to be undercover for America, right? The love of his life, Audrey Raines, ends up getting tortured and tormented because she had such love for him, and she went to Japan for him. You know, these are big loss. Him losing connections with his daughter, you know, and even though in the end she ended up growing out of it, like, and forgiving him, that's still a huge fucking loss. And so it's really one of those things where this was the only way for this series to end. It's for Jack to be on the run. I don't think you kill Jack Bauer. You keep the threat out there. And so for me, this season was, you saw so many things that ended. Like, don't get me wrong, I think it would have been a good ending for season 7, but I think we had to see the side of Jack, but we had to see him flip. We had to see him lose his shit, so to speak. And to see him not just lose another person he cares about, but also lose the mission. Like, and once again, it was Hassan's choice. Hassan could have simply stayed where he was, but he decided to go off and try to be a hero. He thought that he would be saved, and he wasn't. And I remember the first time I ever watched it, and we see the gunshots, whatever, and I don't know why. I don't know why I thought he was going to survive. For some reason, I just thought he was going to survive. I don't know why. I just thought he was. And I'll never forget Jack's face, the sad grimace on his face. He takes his two hands, because his throat was slit. And he takes his hands and puts his head up straight. And you see the heartbreak. And that was a lot of loss. Like, season 8 was nothing but loss. If season 7 was back to the basics and just good, season 8 was the first time I can think of where it was nothing but L's for everybody. And so, I'm trying to think of a season where it was, because we were so used to seeing, even if there was minor losses, I say minor, like life is minor, even if there was loss of life, every season had loss of life, it overall, people were stopped from the end goal, right? Whether it was Henderson who ended up getting his, whether it was Marwan, all these people, right? But it seems like the bad guys just got the victories in season eight. And I think that's the thing that made it kind of scary, was when you see how they built up to it, it's kind of just like he went back to the fight one last time. He ended up seeing his friend, Renee Walker, and he saved her and brought her back to where they were back on the same page. And in the process of it, they both just kept taking L's. And so, like, I don't know. Yeah, I don't think any other season was like season 8. Like, the more I think about it, the more it was just loss after loss after loss. There were no victories. And so anyways, what we had, the point of this is we had to see this Jack Bauer. We had to see this untamed, just animal. And we had to see him lose it. And, of course, Charles Logan was the one to push the button. But in fairness to Logan here, Logan was doing some underhanded shit. But Logan said, Logan told the Russian president, he said to him, do not fuck with Jack Bauer. He said that. And this guy just could not fucking help himself. And they ended up feeling the consequences. So this was the perfect way to end the season on this note. I do know that 24 was still very popular when it went off the air. And I don't think a lot of people knew how to take the ending. But also, there was talk for a while there being a 24 movie. So I think that's also why they ended it, because they really did think that it was going to be a movie on 24. So I think, and honestly, if they would have done a movie on 24 with this ending, I think it could have done very well. But then it was killed and all this other type of stuff. So it wasn't really one of those things that, I think it's why it led to us getting a season 9. Because of that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to think of there's so many things in my head right now, but they're more based on season 9 than anything. So that's why I'm trying to be careful here. Because I don't want to then do season 9 and do the same thing. Say the same things in season 9. But yeah, I'm going to end it there. Because to me, the more, like I said, I have no notes for this. All this is based off of memory, and also based off of, like, because I have very vivid memories of this. But the more I'm talking it out, the more I'm coming to realize how I'm actually taking these stories. I never thought of it this way until now. And so I guess now the way I see it is just, I guess that was all season 8 was just a bunch of losses, and it just led to us seeing the Jack Bauer that we had to fucking see, you know? But yeah, I do think a movie version of it would have been better than season 9, even though I think season 9 was still good. I think a movie version would have been so much better, because it could have picked up where he was. And I think when you have a network television show, they have control over everything. And to me, when I watched season 9, because I've been rewatching season 9, just because I didn't remember it, and I remember by the time season 9 came out, I was now using a DVR and not a VCR recorder. So I remember like watching it once, and then the person I was living with, my ex, she once she seen that I watched it, she would then delete it, and I was like, well, I wanted to watch it again, you know? So I only seen it one time, but I still remember a lot of it. So I'm just kind of repeating for my memory's sake. But anyways, the point of it is, I think season 9 was supposed to be the movie version. I think it came out well. I'm still conflicted on the end, though, if I'm being honest. But anyways, we'll get to that in season 9's retrospective. But season 8, Bauer will always be an anti-hero. I don't know. I think that it's up to you if you see him as a villain or not. You know, if you see him as a villain, I can't blame you because he was killing people. I would never see Jack Bauer as a villain, but I would see him as the American that was too assertive and he cost himself everything. And loyalty can be a one-way street. And loyalty was always going to be a one-way street with this guy. He was taken to Congress. This man already went into exile one time during Redemption. That was him in exile, you know? And now he's back into exile. You know, I just, there was no other way for it to happen. So anyways, I'm going to save the rest of my thoughts for season 9. Because a lot of the things I have in my mind are really based more so off of season 9. So that is your retrospective for season 8, the final official season. Air quotes, no air quotes, you can see me doing air quotes. So I'm going to leave it there. But yeah, I hope you guys have been enjoying this. Also, don't forget, not only are we going to have the season 9 retrospective, we're doing the top 10 moments of 24. We're also doing the top 10 most shocking moments of 24. So just remember that. So this is I See Things a Little Differently. I am the Slow Chemical, and we are out.